Early Breakfast with Abs. Join the conversation.
As I've said, 34 minutes after four, we are joined now on the line by South African surfing champion and Emporium owner, that is Roxy David. And we're also going to be joined a bit later on by Ant Smith, who's the World Adaptive Surfing Champion and chairman of Adapting Surfing Cape Town, to talk about adapting surfing, where through adapting surfing, differently able people, whether mentally or physically, have enjoyed the thrill of surfing. And so the Surf Emporium, alongside Adapting Surfing South Africa, running a monthly adaptive surf clinic throughout 2019. Roxy, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us in conversation.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And also, and thank you also to you for joining us on the show. Good morning to you. And are you there? All right, we're going to be trying to get a hold of Ant while we're having a conversation. Roxy, I mean, just to end this conversation, for those of us that don't know what adapting surfing is, maybe you can give us an idea?
Yes, absolutely. So adaptive surfing really, in essence, is teaching people with disabilities how to surf. Doesn't matter whether it's a physical or mental disability. It's affording people the opportunity to know and be aware of what's out there, and know that it is possible for anyone to learn to surf, whether you are able-bodied or have a disability, whether you're 4 years old or 75 years old, anybody can get in the water, and the therapeutic value of surfing is just immense.
Walk us through the process, because, I mean, you know, in conversation or reading more about adapting surfing, you talk about your blind adaptive surfers and many others. What is the coaching method? Walk us through the process.
It's a very interesting question, actually, because adaptive surfing, you can't just put anybody in the water as a coach. What we do is we run through quite a rigorous coaching program where we qualify them to the Surfing South Africa standard, which is in line with the International Surfing Association. Then they go through extra training to be qualified adaptive surf coaches. So they have to do a theory component, and then as well as working in the water with adaptive surfers and doing a practical component. So safety, number one, is kind of our number one priority. Fun is obviously the most important as well. And what you don't realize is, you know, somebody who is paraplegic or quadriplegic, there's certain ways and methods that you have to adapt, literally, to have people participate on a board. So each person has their own individual need. So we work with physiotherapists, with our coaches. You know, as you start, it's your first time participating and you're lying on a board, we use two coaches, qualified adaptive coaches, and a minimum of 10 volunteers who are the extra pairs of hands alongside the NSRI who give us additional support. Oh. So it's actually quite a big process. So when we have a group of 10 or 20 adaptive surfers, the team needs to be quite large for that kind of support and safety as well.
Absolutely fantastic. And you talk about the Surf Emporium alongside the Adaptive Surfing South Africa, running adaptive surf clinics throughout 2019.
Yes. So we've been in the industry, obviously, for 17 years, and we have the knowledge and infrastructure around surfing. We're one of only four accredited surf schools in South Africa. And having that to lean on and having that infrastructure, and obviously pairing up with Ant, who is an adaptive surfer, he's a world champion, he has immense knowledge and experience in the field, we thought it's a perfect opportunity. Musenberg is the surfing nursery of South Africa, perfect place to learn to surf for anybody. And facilitating the learn to surf experience, there's no point offering somebody a life-changing experience, you know, once in their life or once a year. We said we need to be able to offer this on a more regular basis, make these clinics freely available to anybody who would like to learn to surf, as well as create an awareness around a volunteer database and say, hey guys, we need these hands, please come down and get involved.
If you just joined the conversation, we are in conversation with South African surfing champion and Surf Emporium owner Roxy Davis. And also joining us on the line then is Ant Smith, who is the World Adaptive Surfing Champion and chairman of the Adaptive Surfing Cape Town, talking to us about adaptive surfing. Ant, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the conversation.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And, I mean, you are a champion of adapting surfing. And, I mean, if we talk of your story after being left paralyzed after a car accident, I mean, how did you get involved in adaptive surfing? And talk us through your journey of getting to be a champion.
Yeah, so when I was five, I had a car accident that left me with a paralyzed right arm. And at that point, you know, I was so young, I just messed around on the shore break because we lived close to the ocean. And after my accident, the doctors advised me to go surfing because it probably forced me to paddle with two arms. So I started surfing. My parents bought me a surfboard and I went surfing, just like any other little child would. The only difference is I never did paddle with two arms. I only paddled with one. So I guess the irony is that I started surfing because of my disability, not despite it.
Yeah, and it's a pity we're running out of time, but you both speak on what what surfing has given you as individuals. What encouraging words then would you give to listeners to take part in your monthly adaptive surfing clinics? Perhaps, Roxy, we start with you.
I would love people to know that anything is possible. You can get involved. You can join our, you know, supporting and progression from a grassroots level. You don't have to be, you know, comfortable in the water. You just have to have the courage in your heart to take that first step to say, yes, I want to do it.
And on your side, Ant?
No, I think surfing is healthy for anybody, not just disabled people. You know, once you start surfing and get into the water and do it regularly, you're forced to be physically active. You get scared. You get stoked all at the same time. And it starts to become a lifestyle for you and a very healthy one.
I suppose one of the most important things you need to start surfing then is you need to be able to swim, eh?
You know, you'll end up learning to swim while you're surfing.
Roxy, and thank you so much for joining us in conversation this morning. Have a good morning, Feather. That is Roxy and Smith joining you, talking to you about adaptive surfing.